36 minutes past the hour. And don't forget, the Dave Nemo Show is coming up just on the other side of the top of the hour break. So be sure to stay tuned. It's time for the St. Christopher Minute with Dr. John is with us. Dr. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dr. John. How about you?
Well, I'm on my way to the GI lab to get my last colonoscopy ever. Whatever I have now, I'll die with it, not of it.
So the last one. So that's, I guess you could look at it as a good way, because that's usually not a fun exam right there.
I want to tell you what, I could eat the ass out of you-know-what right now. I'm so hungry.
I bet you are. Well, you're out early heading that way, that's for sure. But this morning, the annual cost of smoking, and Dr. John, let me start off with this quick story, but this was several years ago. I was still on the road at the time, and I was at a truck stop standing in line. This is when you had to stand in line and pay for your fuel after you're fueled and all that. I was standing in line, and I was two drivers back. So in other words, the second driver in front of me, the one that was at the counter, he was two drivers up from me. So, but anyway, he asked for two cartons of cigarettes. And, you know, I didn't think anything about it until I heard what he owed the cashier. And I'm thinking, wow, that's a lot of money. But the guy in front of me, he turned around to me and he said, wow. And I thought I was the only one thinking that, but he was thinking that as well. And he asked the guy, after he finished paying for his two cartons of cigarettes, he asked him, he said, how long would that last you? And he told him how long it would last him. It wasn't as long as I thought it would, but he said, how do you keep up with that, with that expense? And the guy looked at him, he said, well, I got to have them. And but anyway, I'll never forget that. So this was several years ago, and I remember thinking at the time, well, in if you multiply that times, times a year, rather, how much he spends. I didn't know how much, just based on how long he said that would last him. So it ended up being quite a bit of money. So fast forward to today, it costs even more, I'm quite sure, for a carton of cigarettes today. But on an annual basis, it pretty much adds up quite a bit, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. In some states, it's one pack a day can be up to $5,000 a year. And that's $50,000 in 10 years. And that's just for, one pack a day. Now, a lot of people are two pack a day, so it's going to go up. The average cost to a heavy smoker in Alaska is over $2 million a year in that state.
Wow.
And, of course, in South Carolina, it's $1.9 million. And over a lifetime, an average smoker varies, between about $1 million and $2 million in a lifetime. So that's a heavy smoker. So it gets up there. And it's interesting, the data that we came up with on this, but it's really astronomical.
I guess I would be too stingy to smoke. I could imagine, paying that kind of money annually to support that. But it's not really fair for me to say it, because I've never been a smoker. I have family members and a lot of friends who smoke, and I empathize with them. I certainly do. On both ends, in terms of the addiction, and also in terms of the amount of money it's costing them per year. So I definitely empathize with that.
Well, the lifetime cost, and it runs into the millions for heavy smokers. It seems to me that they would understand that it's also taking their lives. It's the leading cause of preventable death. We've said that many times on the show, but now they've come out with the e-cigarette. It's a lesser evil, but it still has some of the same carcinogens in it. It's not proven to be as good, as quitting. And we had a talk the other day because the St. Christopher Fund is doing a big stop smoking kind of challenge to see who can win it. And they're asking me for ideas, and I was telling them, they said, what's the best way to quit? And I said, what I tell patients is, they say, well, I'm not going to quit. And I said, well, you will someday. No, I'm not. And they said, how would I quit? And I say, first time you have a heart attack or a stroke, that's when most people quit. And then even today, reviewing the St. Christopher records, I have all these cancers, all these strokes, all these heart attacks, and guess what? They won't quit smoking. And we can't get, if they're not going to quit smoking, we can't help them. That's the bottom line, and it's pathetic. But that's how addicted they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that the other night we talked to those folks down in Georgia at that little church, and they don't, you know, we went over that animal study about comparing heroin addiction to nicotine addiction, and nicotine just, you know, trumps it completely. It's, you can't get off nicotine. You're going to get off heroin. But the big thing about it is you got to be committed. It's a lifestyle change. And there's ways of doing it, but it's very difficult.
It can be done, right? And like you said, a lifestyle change and a mindset, yeah. I would imagine as well.
Yes. Now, I've seen people that just up and quit.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, they're hard-headed people. And then I see people that, and we know a few that we work with, that just can't quit. And they just have to go back and back. I've seen them literally drive out of the emergency room or be discharged from the hospital, and the first place they stop is the convenience store to buy cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, Dr. John, just recently you were talking about the effects of secondhand smoke on children, causing them to have asthma. And I met a couple. We met a couple. We were at the store. This was day before yesterday. We were at the store that evening and ran into a real nice couple, husband and wife. And they and we just got to talking about a lot. They're very talkative, you know. They started talking to us like they had never, like we were not strangers at all. They had always known us. But found out that both of them were veterans. And the guy, and he just started talking about smoking. And they have an 8-year-old daughter. And he said, you know, both of them smoked at one time. But he said, you know, I never smoked until I went into the military. And he said, everybody else was doing it. And I ended up doing it, you know, just smoking just to, you know, keep up with them. And she was pretty much the same way. But the determining factor to make them quit is that their daughter had, she developed asthma from the secondhand smoke. And they looked at each other and said, look, we're going to have to stop this or else we're going to kill our daughter. And the two of them actually up and quit. And I was going to ask you, why is it easier? And you brought it up, and I was going to ask you this. Why is it easier for some to quit than others to quit?
Well, it's in my experience, and this is my experience, women can quit easier than men. And I think the reason is they don't inhale as deep and consume as much nicotine as the women do. And then for some women reason, women are just you know, when they get something on their mind, as you well know, they don't get it off.
yeah they're determined.
I'm sitting right next to one. I love her to death.
Yeah.
she gets on a tangent, you just might as well live with it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's kind of funny. We'll have to do a show on women sometime. They're one of my favorite people. And but you can't live without them, that's for sure.
That's right. That's absolutely right. We're going to go ahead.
The whole thing is it's probably one of the leading causes of health issues in truckers. And I wish the St. Christopher would get big enough where they could take their data and publish it. It would absolutely floor the medical profession and the government. And I think that's why nobody wants to hear what we've got, because it's so earth shaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine. We're going to pull over and take us a break. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Dr. John is with us on the St. Christopher Minute with Dr. Doctor. Our number is 615-292-6366. We'll be back in just a bit. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM. After serving his country with a tour in Vietnam, Chaplain Joe Hunter with Truck Stop Ministries was back in a truck just 3 days after being discharged from the U.S. Army. He knows the stressful battles truckers fight on a daily basis. That's why Chaplain Joe will be opening two more chapels to serve you. Laredo, Texas, at the Travel Centers of America, I-35, Exit 13, and the Pearsall Travel Center, I-35, Exit 101. Truck Stop Ministries, where Jesus is Lord. Forty-eight minutes past the hour. This is Tim Ridley along with Dr. John. We'll go to the phone lines in just a little bit, but Dr. John, you were talking about the e-cigarettes. There's some that say that they actually will lead kids into smoking as adults if they start off with e-cigarettes. Have you heard the same findings?
Yeah, what it shows is that kids that have never smoked that go to what they call vapor cigarettes, will end up on cigarettes at some point, whereas a kid that never smokes is likely to never smoke. And so that is something that's ongoing, and they're really looking at that pretty heavy because I think people think, well, it doesn't have all that tar and stuff in it, but it's still got the nicotine, and they add this flavoring in it. And we've got a disease now called popcorn lung because it's the same stuff they put to flavor popcorn, and your lungs end up looking all greasy and popcornishly, I guess. I've never seen a popcorn lung, but I've read about them. And so that's a big issue. And the thing about it, if you ever watch one of these people smoke when they inhale, it's like it just keeps coming out and out. It looks like their car's on fire.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen.
They get a lot more smoke, so if it's got a flavoring in it, then that's a chemical.
Wow, something to think about, that's for sure. Let's go to the phone lines, and we have Drill Sergeant Don with us in Illinois. Drill Sergeant, good morning. You're live on the show with Dr. John.
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Doing good, thanks.
Good.
Question, if the guy once in a great while smoke a cigar while he's playing golf, how bad is that?
Well, that's not as bad as smoking all the time, two or three or four a day. And cigars, there's usually a distance in between them because they're just much more powerful. But you eventually get that same bronchitis and you can get the same symptoms, but it's a little bit slower onset because the frequency is not as much. It still has the tars and nicotines and everything else. The big thing is that they hold them in their mouth, and that nicotine gets in the gum linings and the lips and the mucosal lining and in the throat, and they get throat cancer just like somebody that dips. And chewing is one of the leading causes of throat cancer, and we've got a ton of those in the St. Christopher Fund. And when it hits them, boy, it's just catastrophic.
Well, I'm just like President Clinton, I don't inhale. I just puff it out.
Well, you'll probably live longer than a pack or two a day, but still, there is a risk. It's just not as great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's been wet to play golf, so I haven't been smoking very many of them. So.
That's helping you, right?
It's water everywhere. I thought I was playing in the lake the other day. So, hey, Tim, I got to ask one question. I just looked you up on your Facebook, and you had that picture of yourself. Why you got your son's picture on the Facebook?
Picture of myself?
You got your son on there. That's too young a man.
Oh. Well, thanks for the compliment, brother. Appreciate that.
Man, I said, man, he got his son in there trying to make himself look young.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. Thanks. Well, you have a good one, okay. Drill Sergeant. We appreciate you.
Hey, we see you. Bye.
All right. Dr. John, I got a question as far as the question that came in. What about pipes. He wants to know about pipes.
Same low risk as a cigar. It depends if you inhale it and how much you. Some people are addicted to pipes. They keep one in their hand and mouth all the time. But again, it has to deal with frequency. But it's not like a short cigarette that's got the heat and the tar is coming directly in. So there's little differences, but not as much.
Okay. Now, as far as the complications, you still will eventually get some of the complications from as with smoking a cigarette or smoking cigarettes with pipes?
Yeah. It's just a lower risk with pipes than cigars that are less frequent. Where a pack a day, or you got to remember there's 24 in there, so they're doing sometimes one or two a day. That's a lot of cigarettes. And so that's a lot of exposure. Where a pipe, it's a little bit slower. They pack it. They go out easy. Same way with a cigar. So the frequency of usage and the degree of concentration of what's going in and out of the lungs is a little bit less in a cigar or a pipe, but it still is dangerous.
Okay. Got another question that's in here as well. He wants to know if he's been smoking, he says, since he was 15. He's 32 years old now and want to know if he quits now, how much damage do you think he has already done to his lungs?
How old did you say he was?
He's 32.
If he quits now, in 10 years, his chances of getting something, if he's okay then, goes back to normal. It'll take about 10 years.
Okay. All right. So the thing is to go ahead and quit. And, of course, we know it's tough to do it, but there are ways that you can do it. It just takes that determination to do it.
It does. I had a guy that got off cigarettes, and at one time he had 10 patches on his arms and chewing nicotine gum. But he got off of it because he was getting emphysema.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dr. John, we appreciate you. This time just flew by, as it generally does when you're on. So we thank you for all you do, and we know it's going to go well with that exam.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay, Dr. John. We'll see you.